My best friend was telling me that he decided to take his mom golfing. His mom hadn't golfed in years, and he always went out with the guys. And she's like, how come you never take me? That's like for my mom. How come you never want to call me, take me out golfing? So he decided to take his mom golfing. And he said it was fun, but it was an experience because...
That means something happened that he had to be polite about.
He said that, you know, when you're with the guys, you can just... be a guy, right? You can say things and do things and whatever. So I think it was not even like the fourth hole or fifth hole or something like that. Mom had to go to the bathroom. And he's like, oh. So he used the line that his mom would use as what? You don't go before you come out and play? You know, could you have done this before? And she's like, he said, well, there's a porta potty over there. And she's like, oh, I don't want to use the porta potty because
I don't blame her.
Yeah.
Atrocious in some cases.
And so he says to his mom, he goes, well, mom, it's early in the morning. I'm sure they're all clean and ready to go, so you don't have to worry about that. So she's like, okay, I'll go. She comes out and she goes, oh, my God, it's so disgusting. How do you guys play this and that and everything? And he's like, well, did you hold were you a mouth breather? Did you just breathe it in through your mouth, or did you just like keep the smell going?
It doesn't matter. Well, either you're smelling it or you're tasting it. Well, either way, the poo particles are going in your body.
Well, that's what she said. She goes, well, I just kept smelling it because I don't want to breathe in the particles. And she goes, I thought about holding my breath, but I didn't want to pass out and die.
Yeah. Death is always an option.
And he said, he goes, I love my mom with all my heart, but I think that's the last time I'm going to go golfing, because the whole time, and she whined about the porta potty. And I just thought that's kind of an interesting Ooh. Subject, because it's sort of like when you get into that situation, whether it's a porta potty or you just like a skunk, like I don't mind the smell of skunk. That doesn't bother me at all for some reason. I think, you know, when you
come trained your body to accept things that smell like skunk.
And it's, to me, it's like, okay, I mean, if it's powerful and they spray it on you, it's one thing. But when you're smelling it when you drive by, I'm like, meh.
But skunk smells like something else, and you're very used to it.
Yeah, so I don't worry about it.
But in fact, after you smelled skunk, you went to bed nice and slept, and you had a great evening.
I did.
Maybe you wanted even some chocolate. I'm not sure. The correlation between skunk and chocolate. Give his mom a NASCAR diaper.
A NASCAR diaper. Oh, yeah, where the drivers were.
They go potty in their pants.
Do you think his mom would have accepted that? I go, Mom, how about we just put some Depends
on
cases, you?
I've seen porta potties in Sacramento where the diaper is absolutely the better choice. There were some sketchy at Pick and Pull down there in California.
Yeah.
It was the worst murder scene I've ever seen. It wasn't an actual murder, but what had happened in that toilet was beyond anything I can even describe on radio. Diaper was absolutely the better choice.
Yeah, and I don't like I said, I don't want to be gross about it, but I guess my question out there, and it's, are you the mouth breather, or are you the one who just smells it in? And you, like you said, you brought up a good point that, you know, even if you're breathing it in through your nose hairs are supposed to block. That's why your nose hairs are nose hairs. They're supposed to block all that stuff, but...
They're not ninjas. They can't take the poo particles out of the air. If you're smelling it, it's going in your body.
Yeah.
I'm heading for the woods. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, I'm the mouth breather. I'm just like, it's sort of like when you swim, right? You just block off your nasal cavities.
When it comes to bad smells, I try not to do it at all. I ignore the, you know... I'm heading for the brush behind hole nine.
I just kept laughing. I go, I am so sorry, because I know his mom. And his mom is just a wonderful human being. But when she gets on a roll, and he's like, dude, 18 holes. That means 14 holes. She just kept going on and on.
Might be the end of the golfing relationship. This is true.
So, yeah, I guess I'll throw that question out there. Mouth breather, or do you just take it in and suck it up and go with the pain, I guess.
I automatically cover the mouth so I won't inhale the smell.
You cover your mouth and you don't breathe through your nose?
Yeah, I don't want to inhale the smell because it stays. It's like after you smell it, it's like it stays in there for a minute, even after you drive past the smell. So I try not to smell it. Wow.
So what do you do? Hold your breath till you pass out or what?
No, I hold it in until I pass. Like when I pass in the sewer, I'll like hold it in and just let it out. Like that.
Oh, definite nose breather. I believe in the whole mouth chasing air particles thing, and I will become a nose breather for sure.
So you'll stay a nose breather.
Yeah, I do not want to. If there's a foul smell, I do not want to be opening my mouth because I do believe I will taste it, and that's more disgusting to me. Like it, the image of like the airwaves passing through my taste buds rather than just going through my nose and then just like through the nasal passage.
Well, there are hair filters.
Exactly. Like on the direct taste buds, the thought of a foul smell hitting the direct taste buds, like no, couldn't be me.
Oh no, I'm a nurse. I learned that a long time ago. You breathe through your mouth.
Oh, advice from a nurse. So why do you say that?
Because you don't smell it then.
Well, that's what I do, and I'm going to trust a nurse, so thank you.
You're welcome.